Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. Are you a leader in a business, a division of a business, maybe even running a department? Well, here's a great business lesson for you. Listen to this. Back in the 1960s, most all wristwatches sold in the world were made in Switzerland. For 300 years, watchmaking was Switzerland's biggest and proudest industry. All these watches had mechanical movements, and they were made by hand by skilled Swiss watchmakers, and they were expensive. No one else, it was thought, could match the artistry, the craftsmanship, or the reliability of a Swiss-made watch. And as a result, the Swiss had a worldwide monopoly. But then one day came the quartz movement watch, a totally new electronic technology. Watchmakers in Japan jumped on this, and by the end of the 1970s, just 10 years later, the number of Swiss-made watches sold in the world was slashed by 90%. That was a tough lesson to learn. Ever heard the expression, keep all your eggs in one basket? Well, that's what the Swiss had been doing for centuries. And that made sense for a long time, even up to the 1950s and 60s. But we're well into the 2000s now, and certainly today in business, one basket won't cut it. You need for your business more than one revenue stream. Because if you have only one and it dries up, well, you might as well padlock your doors. Today, diversification is the sensible approach for a business. Smart clients that I work with in strategic planning retreats wisely create rigid rules like no one client will ever become more than 15% of our total revenue, and then they keep a close eye on it. Dependency on one of anything is dangerous. Stay with your strength, your core competency, and diversify wisely. Maybe it's several different products to completely different markets. Or maybe it's multiple products to the same market. Or maybe it's one product to multiple markets. Or a combination. There's lots of ways to skin the cat, but you get my point. You can even add new core competencies or strategic alliances with other businesses serving different markets as a way to diversify. You know, even in my small one-person business, where I coach and consult leaders and teams, I do multiple diverse things. I lead strategic planning retreats. I do keynote speeches. I do personal goal-setting workshops. I do leadership excellence training. I sell ebooks, audiobooks, video books, and paper books on my website. And I'll soon be packaging my proprietary strategic planning model for other coaches and consultants and trainers to buy and use with their clients. Multiple revenue streams. And I won't stop there. Even more will come later. I sell to high achievers, but high achievers come in a lot of different varieties. The bottom line is to protect your business and not be at the mercy of market forces that you cannot control, have multiple independent revenue streams that are not dependent on each other. So if one nosedives, it doesn't kill you. A friend and colleague of mine, Red Scott, an astute and successful businessman, he used to say, keep your eggs in at least five baskets. I love that. Pretty good advice from a brilliant guy, and I've been paying attention to it for years. Are you? Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.